God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On Palm Sunday, April the 9th, 1995, Ben Crenshaw won the Masters. And as he made that final putt, those of us who are major golf fans here in Augusta will remember that he bent over, his cap fell off of his head, and he just began to sob uncontrollably. And a father figure who loved him very much and who had been his caddy for many years, Carl Jackson, who was about 8 feet taller than Ben, just put his arm around him and consoled him. And those of us who had already been following the story knew what was happening. Because earlier in that week, after weeks of having been playing very badly, Crenshaw had to fly back to Texas to bury his friend, his mentor, and indeed a father figure, Harvey Pienick. Fast forward to that Palm Sunday afternoon, and he wins the Masters. The following Sunday, of course, was Easter 1995. I went to bed that night tired but happy. Virginia and Adam and I were in Suwannee as I was in the midst of my year of Anglican studies. The day had been full with Suwannee services and fellowship with friends, one who was destined to become a bishop. But somewhere that night, either before midnight on that Easter or in the early hours of Easter Monday, a dear friend of mine passed away in his sleep at the ripe old age of 35. It was so unexpected, and his family was in such shock, they didn't even ask for an autopsy, and it wasn't required, and I still don't know why he died, but he did. And I got the call on that Easter Monday, and when I got that news, I was in shock, and I looked like Crenshaw had about 8 days earlier. I was just sobbing, sitting on the sofa in our apartment with Virginia next to me holding six-month-old Adam. And as she was holding me and not knowing what to say, that little baby began to just pat my arm as if to say, "It's going to be okay." I'll never forget that. How did he know that at such a tender age? And just a few weeks ago, a dear friend of mine who is the father of a two-year-old got bad news, and he was distraught, and his wife was sitting next to him. He was weeping, and his son said, "Daddy's crying. It's going to be okay, Daddy," and touched his arm. Children get it, don't they? Babies know. There's an innate love and kindness in children that tragically we somewhere along the way learn to lose or choose to pack it down. I don't know why we do that, but we sure tend to do that a lot. But children get it. Children know. They get it, and Jesus gets them. And he points us to them. And he reminds us to be like them. They get it, and Jesus gets them in beautiful music. As I've said so many times from this place, reminds us of that. Hymn 657 says, "Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart." The compassion, the milk of human kindness, if you will, is in babies from the minute they're born. Because the pure compassion stories that I shared above are models of the love of Jesus, the child, the Son of God. He came to understand what it is to be us. He feels our feelings and cares about our pain. He loves us more than we can comprehend. There are so many examples of that, and Hymn 416 gives us yet another example of God's love for us, for the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Christ our God, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. Earlier this morning, Father Eric was saying, well, in the lessons today, we have children and we have divorce. What do you do with that? And I said, I just really want to stay with the children issue. I don't even want to try to take on the issue of divorce, but it's in today's gospel, today's good news. So what do we do with it? Because children are affected by that. All God's children. Not just young ones, but the parents going through the pain and trial of divorce. It'll have to be a sermon or a weeks-long series for people way smarter than I to try to unpack all the issues around divorce, but it happens. We've all been affected by it ourselves. And so what do? We can look at it from the point of law, which none of us can stand before, or we can look at it from the point of grace, which we all desperately need. So I'll let others carry on with the divorce sermons. I'm going to come back to children and remind us all, adults and small ones, young and old alike, we are children, children of God, and children are beautiful, and we are God's children, every single one of us. As I was praying over and meditating upon what to try to say at this hour, when I was thinking about this past week, Ray Stevens' song from 1970 came to my mind. Everything is beautiful. And that song, if you know it, begins with a children's choir singing the well-known words of Sunday school, Jesus loves the little children. That song from 1970 is an awesome secular song with a very holy message. If you heard it then, as I did, you know how easy it is for that song to stick to your memory. And again, the children sing, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. One of the stanzas in this song says, there is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds. We must let our thoughts be free. Watch six-month-old compassionate pastoral caregivers and two-year-old pastoral caregivers. Watch children, black and white, red and yellow, playing together. And we'll understand that prejudice is something that is taught and then learned. And we must continue to work as children of God and followers of Jesus to unlearn hatred. Hebrews reminds us that Jesus, the Son of God, reflects the glory of God and bears the very stamp of his nature. Jesus was the Father's child. Mark 10, 13 and 14 says, and they were bringing children to him, to Jesus, to the Son of God, that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Hymn 376 implores God, lift us to the joy divine. In that eternal place of joy divine to which we pray that we are heading, that place known as heaven. I have a very strong feeling that children will be right there doing that wonderful thing that children do. And that's good news for those of us who've gotten a little bit grayer and just a little bit older. Because we all know that there's a child hurting within each of us for various reasons. And the good news is that in God's eternity, that we may find ourselves there with those beautiful, wonderful children, with beautiful music, with grace and forgiveness, and the Son of God right there celebrating with us, welcoming us home with much joy. In Jesus' name, amen.